Hello.
Hi, this is Spencer with Local Splash. Am I speaking with Mitchell?
Yep.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm all right.
All right, so I'm actually calling you about your client onboarding. Just wanted to see if this is still a good time for you. This call will take about 30 to 40 minutes.
Yep, that'll be all right.
All right, so this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. And I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. So the purpose for our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, I'll be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process. Then we'll be discussing the next steps.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so first let's select a security question for your business. This question is for your protection anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account. Our client services team may ask you for the security question. So the choices available are mother's maiden name, city you were born, or your first pet's name.
I think I already did this once. I chose my mother's maiden name.
Oh, I'm sorry. It looks like it wasn't set up yet. Can you tell me what your mother's maiden name is so that we can set it up this time?
Bedel. B-E-D-E-L.
So that's B-E-D-E-L. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. One sec here. All right, perfect. And I see that we already sent you the terms and conditions by email. Did you get a chance to read it, get the initial invoice email?
I was looking for your email. I don't know that I got one, or could it have been over text?
Oh, let me check here. We sent it via email. This was on the last Friday when we sent it. It should say Local Splash initial invoice. I can resend it if you want. One sec.
I was just going through my email to check and see, but I did not see one for last Friday.
Let me go ahead and resend it. Just to confirm, your email address is Mitch, then your last name, kunz@gmail.com?
Yep.
Did you get it this time?
Yeah, it's sending me text messages. One second.
Oh, yeah, sure. Take your time.
All right, yeah, I'm looking at it now.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right. So.
One second. It's not letting me. That throws up on me here.
Oh, are you getting an error message?
No, it's not letting me. I can't click the. You submit
the one that says click here? Oh, the signature?
Yeah.
Hmm.
One second, I don't...
And when, okay. On the signature, when you type in the... Sorry, go ahead.
It works, so welcome to Local Splash is what it says.
Oh, okay. So let me just refresh. Okay, I got it this time. Appreciate that. So now, that we have that, the next step is verifying all the business information we have is correct. If you hear anything that's incorrect, just please let me know so I can make the necessary changes.
Okay, do I log in or...
Oh, there's no need. You should get your login credentials within a couple of days for you to access the dashboard. For now,
okay.
We're all good. I'm just going to verify your business information, make sure what we have is correct.
Okay, sounds good.
All right. So your business name is Diversified Outdoors.
Correct.
And your address that we have on here is 25 North Harvey Road, Greenwood, Indiana, 46143.
Yeah, that's not a public thing, though, right?
Yeah, we'll keep the address hidden.
Okay. All right, yeah, that's good.
All right. Okay, thank you. And I just wanted to confirm if you're licensed, insured, or have a business registration.
Yeah, I have my business registration. And yeah. I don't know who I spoke to last time. Something I was talking to him about insurance. I haven't fully set up my insurance yet, but it's in the process right now. So.
Okay.
He said I can always just go back and add it later.
Yes, you can, definitely. Once you get access to your client dashboard, you'll be able to update that on your business information once you have that already available, your insurance. So the phone number your clients will call you at is going to be 317-864-0008 unless you opt in for a call tracking feature?
No, that'll work.
Okay. And email address is the one I verified earlier.
The email address, is that a public thing too?
No, this is just for us. So if we're going to send you updates, then it's going to... This is the email that we're going to be sending those updates to.
All right. So, but for the one you're going to put on Google will be a different one, correct?
Yeah, if you, we will not provide this on Google, but if you want us to put something else, like your business email address, then you can provide that to us so that we can add that on there. But the one that I sent you an email to, it's just for our reference, for us to send you updates.
Okay.
And do you already have a business website?
No, I don't. I don't know who I was talking to last time. They were super helpful. They were said that you guys were going to build me one.
Yeah, we can build you one. Do you happen to have your own? Go ahead.
He said he would be on the phone today. I don't, and your technicians. I'm not really sure.
Yeah. He is actually, caught up with, another, client. So he wasn't able to, do the, introduction call.
Okay.
So, So, let's see here. So we can create a new website for you. Just wanna ask though if you happen to have your own domain already that you wanna use, or not yet.
No, I don't. Yeah, he said something about normally you guys I'll pay you guys to build it, but he said he would throw it in for free. So I'm not sure if that's still a thing or.
Yeah, I was just asking because other clients already have a domain that they've already purchased through Google or GoDaddy. So I was just asking if you already have one and if you want to use that. If not, then we can get you one.
What do you mean by domain?
It's like a URL where it's available, you can purchase it on GoDaddy or Google or other domains.
No, I don't have one.
But if you don't have one yet, okay, then we'll get you one. One sec here. Let's see what domains are available. Okay, so it's only giving me diversifiedoutdoors.net and outdoorsdiversified.com. So which one would you prefer?
Either or. .com is fine.
.com, even though business name is interchange, like it's outdoorsdiversified.com, that's fine?
Well, you said the other one is diversified outdoors net.
Yeah, it's .net, the diversified outdoors, it's .net.
And does it make any difference which I use?
Well, usually .net is used for networking. And .com is for commercial companies, but using .net for your business is actually just fine. But it's up to you. If you want a .com, then we can try something else.
Either way, it doesn't matter to me. .com is fine. The Outdoor Diversified.
Okay, just wanted to confirm. So we're gonna use outdoorsdiversified.com. To create your new website, and in case you cancel your services with us, this domain name can be purchased for $99.
Okay.
Now, do you want to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly on this website?
No, I don't.
Okay. Now, something that comes included in the package is a call tracking number. I'm not sure if Andy was able to discuss this with you. This is a Google endorsed product that follows and exceeds all Google guidelines. So it allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. And what we do is create another number with a local area code and post it online. So with the call tracking number, you'll know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered. You will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything you might have missed. This also will filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. Now, all the calls are still going directly to your number, ending in 0008. Would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
Sure. Yeah, there are.
Sorry, I think I lost you for a minute.
Yeah, that'll be all right if you did that. It's fine.
Okay. So we're going to place this number everywhere online, including the most important websites like Facebook and Google. And we ask you to please not remove it. If you need to do so, just let us know beforehand so we can keep everything consistent.
You say please don't remove it?
Okay. All right. Now, we'll go over the keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online to find your business. So I noticed here that you do... lawn care service, at the same time, ironwork or welding services. I just would like to know, what is the main service that you provide?
Is it one, or can you do multiple? Or does it really?
Well, what we're trying to figure out right now is for us to know what you would like for potential customers to find you for. Is it going to be the lawn care service or the welding service?
Either one works. I think there's more business in the lawn care right now, so. But you can still advertise the welding, right?
Yes, of course, yeah. All the we will advertise both. All the keywords that we will go over is going to be optimized. We're just looking for the main service that you want to. So that's lawn care service. Is that correct?
Yeah, or landscape would be fine, either or.
Or landscaping?
Yeah, either one.
Okay, one sec here. All right, so I'm going to go over some keywords that are most relevant to your type of business. Just let me know if you want to remove or add any other keywords so I can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we have lawn care service, landscaping, welding services. Others would also look for welding contractor, fence welder, ironworks. Do you do like mulch delivery service?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I'll put that on there, I think.
All right. So mulch delivery service, lawn mowing, edging, lawn care maintenance, tree trimming, tree removal. Do you do that as well?
Yeah, that's fine. Put that. You can put that on there.
Okay, just wanted to check that with you. How about sprinkler system installations and repair? Do you do that as well?
I'll leave that one off for now. I can always go back and change that, right?
Yes, definitely. Snow removal?
Yeah.
Okay. Check here. And are there any other service or keywords that you wanted to add that I haven't mentioned yet?
No, that's fine for right now.
Okay. So you'll get an email with all the keywords we just went over, so you can review them. And later on, if you want to make any changes, then just email us back with the changes that you want so we can make the proper adjustments.
Okay.
So the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online.
Gotcha.
So what do your customers like most about your business?
Young, fairly cheap. It's just, yeah, it's a pretty new company, so we're not doing a whole lot right now. It's young. I do pretty cheap work for right now, so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so is this like a family-owned business, locally owned and operated?
Yeah, it's just me right now.
I see. Okay. And do you have like a mission statement for your business?
No.
have lost you again for a minute. Can you hear me okay on your end?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, so since we're going to be creating your website, it would be best if you have a mission statement on there. I see that you have something on your About Us on Angie's List. Would you like to use that, or you have a different...
What's it say about us?
Let's see here. One sec. Let me get to that real quick.
I don't know.
So
that
diversified outdoors. So it says here, diversified outdoors is committed to excellence in every aspect of our business. We uphold a standard of integrity bound by fairness, honesty, and personal responsibility. Our distinction is the quality of service we bring to our customers. Accurate knowledge of our trade combined with ability is what makes us true professionals. Above all, we are watchful of our customers' interests and make their concerns the basis of our business. And we hope to see you soon.
Sure, that works. I'll be honest, I didn't make that, but that works.
Okay. How about a slogan or tagline for your business? Do you have one?
No.
Okay, well, we can always add that later on once you come up with one. So, here. So, you started this business just this year, right?
Yes.
Just a few months ago?
Yeah, it was...
and how many...
June.
Okay, and how many people work with your company?
On payroll, it's just me, so...
Okay.
Or no one's on payroll, actually. It's just me running it, and then I have people help me on the side, but for right now, it's just me.
Okay. Got it. And... So we're going to target both residential and commercial.
Okay.
And by the way, what are your hours of operations?
I think I told him 7 o'clock, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. is fine. Monday through Saturday.
And is that Monday through Saturday? Okay. So 7 to 7, right? Monday through Saturday. And what are the payment types that you currently accept?
Cash, check, and... Cash and check's fine for right now. Or you could put, yeah, that's fine for right now.
Cash, checks, okay. So now that we've gathered your business information, we have two options for you. So first, we'll optimize your business for the best leads from premium destinations and websites like Google, Facebook, and Yelp. And these will be included at no additional cost. The second option is that we can list your business in up to 100 additional directory listings. But we must warn you with this second option, while this might increase visibility for your business, it can also expose your business to a flood of spam telemarketers. So you may get a lot of calls, but many will be from the wrong people. But which option do you prefer?
The first option is the Google and Yelp and whatever.
And Facebook. Okay. Got it. So let's talk about Google Business Profile. Have you created one already?
No. Do you mean like a logo, or what do you?
No,
or
like
a business profile.
A business profile on Google. If not,
no,
we can
I
create
haven't.
One for you.
No, I have
okay.
not.
No worries. Okay, no worries. We'll go ahead and create one for you and optimize it. Now, just a heads up, Google will require at least one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. Now, this is very important to show your business on Google Search and Maps. Verifications will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard. and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Video verification has the highest likelihood to occur, so as you're the business owner, it's important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. We will provide you instructions and the requirements via email on how to complete this. By the way, do you have like business cards or any yard signage?
No, not a lot, no. So yeah, what does Google Business you're talking about? Do we have to have this? Because I don't have videos of equipment and all this stuff.
Yeah, the Google Business profile is the main platform that our clients are getting customers from. So if they look for a search online on Google for a lawn care service in your area or the welding services, then that's where we will help you on getting ranked on the first page on Google. So that's part of the again?
There has to be videos of equipment. Were you reading this, or is this something you're just telling me?
No, this is required for Google Business Profile. Was this not advised to you by Andy? That we're optimizing you on Google?
No, about all the videos and photos and the verifications is what it was that you were just talking about.
Yes. Yes, because we want to make sure that once we create your Google Business Profile, your business gets verified by Google. That's how you would show up on Google Search and Google Maps.
Okay, so I guess I'm not understanding what you need from me.
All right, so which part of the verification are you confused about? The video verification?
You said it's important
to get...
All right,
so...
Sorry, go ahead.
All right, so I'm sure you... not sure if you've gone through the email where it asks you for pictures that are needed for Google?
Yeah, no, I didn't get an email.
Not yet? Okay. Anyway, so for video verification, if that's the verification process that Google would require for you, from you, then you will need to create a short video showing your equipment that you normally use for your services, like for welding or for your lawn care services. It doesn't have to be all the tools that you need or equipment, just some of the tools that you can show on the video. At the same time, proof of management. So if you have the business registration, so those kind of documents or invoices, if you have any. And those are the what is needed on the video. If you have business cards or signage, then you can also include that.
And this is for Google, or is this something presented on the website?
No, that's for Google only, for them to verify your business, the business profile that we're creating for you.
Okay.
So it's not going to be on your website. All right. So now, in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address you verified earlier. So you can either reach out to us with that code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. And if you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video. We recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be just as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. And please make sure you're in a location with a stable internet connection, so that way there are no interruptions. Now, Google would also recommend to set your service areas with specific cities and counties. So Google will allow you to add 20 locations, either cities or counties. So do you already have some locations in mind that you want to target?
No, I was told it'd be just like a 50 mile radius of like, so like Johnson County is where I'm based out of, if you just local cities or.
Yeah, for better results, so for better results, Google recommend to provide specific cities or counties instead of a mile radius.
All right. Hello.
And what county is it that you mentioned earlier that you want us to target?
Johnson County.
Johnson County, okay.
Johnson County or Shelby County or, Marion County.
So we got, one sec here. Johnson, Shelby, and what was the other one?
And there's really, I can give you a look. There's quite a few of them. How many do you need?
Well, it depends on what you want us to target. So if these are just the two counties that you wanted to target right now, then that's fine. Once you get access to the client dashboard, you can always update the service area.
Yeah, Johnson County, Marion County, Shelby County is fine.
Sorry, Marion County?
Marion County.
Right. Okay, one sec.
There's
what was the other one before Marion County that you mentioned?
Shelby County.
Okay, I got that. So I got Johnson, Shelby, Marion.
Bartholomew.
Oh, sorry, what was that again?
Bartholomew County, Hancock County.
One sec. Okay. Got that.
Hendricks counties.
Any other county that you wanted to add right now?
Yeah, Hendricks County will work.
I'm sorry, which one? I'm sorry, you're breaking up.
Hendricks.
Sorry, did you say Granger County?
Hendricks.
Hendrick. Okay, one sec. So Hendricks. All right.
No.
Got that?
No.
Okay. So now, one of the newest features that we have for Google Business Profile is that we create weekly recurring posts on behalf of your business. So posts are a great way to get more attention in real estate on Google, as well as improve optimization. So you'll be able to preview, edit, or delete the scheduled posts that we create anytime in your client dashboard. So would you like to opt into this program?
Can you repeat that, please?
Okay. And do you already have a Yelp page?
I don't think so, but I've heard something about. I don't think so, but.
Okay. If not, then we can create one for you.
Okay.
All right. So how about a business Facebook page?
No, I was making one. I haven't quite got it done yet, so.
Okay. No worries. Yeah, so for a business Facebook page, Facebook require that you create the page yourself. That way, you'll get full ownership of it and just need to grant us access to the page. So I'm also going to send you an email with instructions on how to create the page and then grant us access via a special link. So you simply need to just add the business name and category to create a basic page, and then we'll take care of the rest.
All right.
All right, so for your Facebook ads, would you like to send us specific images that we can use for this campaign, or are you okay with us using stock photos?
What do you mean by stock photos?
Sorry, say that again?
What do you mean by stock photos?
Like if you are unable to provide us pictures of your completed work, we can use stock photos that are related to your type of business.
Sure, that works for now, or I can do it later.
Okay. All right. Now, this time, we'll choose a call to action for your Facebook ads. So there's three options available. Just let me know which one you'd like to use. I'm going to go over each one of them, okay?
Okay.
First is the Facebook form fill. Your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. We recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. These leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. Second is calls. With call selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. So the number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. Third is the Facebook Messenger. You just have to ensure you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure you never miss out on any business or service request. And as per Facebook's policy, you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours. So which option would you prefer?
I think I prefer Messenger.
Okay. All right. So, by the way, our business hours are from Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. If there's a need for us to contact you, do you have a day or a preferred time that we reach out to you, or is anytime we're open okay?
Anytime should be all right. And if I don't answer, you guys will just leave me a message or shoot me an email or something?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Perfect.
Alrighty. So within the next few days, you'll get a few emails from us. So you'll get the keywords email. So please review them and just email us back if you want to make any changes. And you'll also receive a photos email. So if you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google business profile and your website. You can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria on the meaning and that they have good quality. And if you have a logo, please send it over as well. We will temporarily use high-quality stock photos for your new website if needed. Like if any images you provided are low quality and we feel won't best represent your business, then stock photos will be used temporarily. Now keep in mind they are general photos related to your industry. And if you see any photos that may not apply, just let us know and we will remove or replace them with other images. All of our photos are copyright protected, so if you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with photos, just please let us know before answering any inquiries. Within a few days, you'll also be receiving your login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you're receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories will list your business on. You will also be receiving the call tracking email. This will allow you to see the number we have chosen for you to promote, as well as where to view the reporting for the call tracking number. You'll be able to track and manage your phone calls, block any unnecessary calls, and manage any calls that will benefit your business.
Okay.
Now, let me tell you more about the time frame and what to expect. With Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. So you should see results within 45 to 60 days. And don't forget, you can visit your dashboard anytime to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. So any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile are scam calls. So if you have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive.
And
as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. So 3 weeks from now would be December 16th. That's on a Monday. Is that a good day to do a follow-up call with you?
Sure.
And if that's a good day, would you prefer just around the same time?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so I'll add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, so this will conclude our interview. Thank you so much for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. After 5 to 7 days, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. Our client support phone number, by the way, is 877-635-6225. You'll also receive your contact info by email. It's usually just at the bottom part of the emails that we send you. So don't hesitate to contact us if you have any questions. You can reach us via phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. Do you have any questions I can help you out with?
Nope. I think I'm good.
All right. Perfect. So, again, please look out for emails with updates from us within the next couple of days, and we will call you in a few weeks to update you and review the progress of your campaign. Once again, Local Splash wants to thank you again for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. We value your business, and I hope you have a great day there. Stay safe now.
Yep. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye.